I think we have a unique challenge as Americans because we grow up under the U.S. Constitution, where we have the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and a lot of freedom given to us by the First Amendment. But not everyone around the world enjoyed the same freedom that we have. And oftentimes I see on Twitter, on social media, that especially the secularistic side of the house often say we need to put religion in check by having government oversight over it. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you don't know what's going on around the world, aren't you? You're so ignorant of what's going on, right? At human institution, we like to be in control, right? And sometimes we allow those human institutions to oppress the truth. Communism, socialism, and all these isms that are out there. And we allow these things to suppress the truth. But did you hear what the Acts of the Apostles say? We must obey God rather than men. We must obey the truth that comes from God instead of men. And this including ourselves, our own ego at times. Oftentimes we obey our own ego, we obey others, but we do not obey God. Growing up under the communists, I've known that living in the 80s, where they were trying to restrict the number of priestly ordination each year. There were so many underground ordinations, and they still try to do this in Vietnam right now. Sometimes silencing the priests who speak the truth. We see this too in Korea, right? In North Korea, where we have an underground church and we don't know how many are there. We see this in China too, where the Chinese Communist Party is trying to set up a national church, a church that that kind of get its wing clipped because you can only say certain things, but never against the Communist Party. I know that I'm going to be watched by the communists by this, but who care, right? They do not own me, right? No one own me, own you. We belong to God. And we must obey God rather than men, rather than our ego, rather than others, right? And this is where true freedoms comes in. The freedom not to be held back by the things of this world, but to love the things that are above, like the Lord Jesus said in the gospel reading. The gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father and the Son, what pour forth upon us to free us from the things of this world so that we can truly know who we belong to, who loves us, and that we, our faith in the truth, is not by being held back by the things of this world, but our faith in God, in His truth, will set us free.